Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2498. You're not your diet. You're not your body fat percentage. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. This is the show where I usually read to you kind of like an audiobook. But on Sundays, I think it's nice to share an episode from another podcast where we read to you. And today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. So without further ado, let's hear this episode read by Dr. Neil of Optimal Health Daily and followed by his commentary as we optimize your life.
You're not your diet. You're not your body fat percentage. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Do your health and fitness habits define you, or do they make your life better? There was a time I obsessed over what I would eat and when. I'd literally revolve everything around my workout schedule. I'd turn down dinner invitations and other activities if they interfered with my trip to the gym, or wouldn't easily fit whatever diet I was following at the time. Put bluntly, my diet and workout schedule dictated what I would and would not do in my life. My incessant need to put my fitness habits above all else eventually caught up to me and led to disordered eating habits like uncontrollable binge eating, exhaustion from long and grueling workouts, obsessing over a number on the scale, and constant dissatisfaction with my body. At that point, I was my health and fitness regimen. But thankfully, many years ago, I experienced a huge transition. I decided that my health and fitness routine would no longer define me, and it wouldn't control my life. I would no longer be how I ate or my workout schedule. It was time for health and fitness to be a tool that would allow me to live a more awesome, fulfilling life. You're not your diet. If you've seen the movie Fight Club, you're familiar with Tyler Durden's famous speech. Quote, "You're not your job. You're not how much money you have in the bank. You're not the car you drive. You're not the contents of your wallet. You're not your f***ing khakis." End quote. Well, I am not my health and fitness habits, and neither are you. To put this in a Tyler Durden sort of way, you're not your diet. You're not your workout routine. You're not the size of your clothes. You're not how much body fat you have or the number on the scale. Health and fitness should be a tool to make you the best version of yourself while allowing you to live a more awesome life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look better. I've built my career off helping people lose fat and quote unquote tone up. And I too want to feel confident and like how I look and will always eat well and stay physically active in part to maintain my physique. But how we eat and work out should not consume our lives and dictate our every move. It shouldn't stress you out, overwhelm you, or make you feel badly about yourself. It should not be about constantly chasing lower body fat, better glutes, tougher workouts, or some state of perfection. It should not be about your happiness being dependent on reaching certain goals. It should make your life better and eventually easier. It should build you up, reduce your stress, and enhance the rest of your life. It should make you appreciate your body for how it looks, but also the amazing things it's capable of doing. When's the last time you stopped to think about and appreciate the amazing things your body can do instead of trying to change how it looks? It should make you and your life more awesome. boldly demand more from your health and fitness routine. Yes, it may require a learning curve at first, all skills do, and some extra effort. But over time, it should be a lifestyle that just becomes something you do, but it doesn't consume or define you. And it's likely simpler than you think. This won't resonate with everyone, and I don't expect it to. To some, working out and eating well is only about and will only ever be about looking good. That's fine and completely understandable. But some of us want and expect more from our efforts. We want to squeeze every possible benefit from our actions. We demand a greater carryover from our fitness routine and want it to positively impact everything else we choose to do in this life. As Gary Keller states in his incredible thought-provoking book, The One Thing, quote, "Your body is an amazing machine, but it doesn't come with a warranty. You can't trade it in, and repairs can be costly. It's important to manage your energy so you can do what you must do, achieve what you want to achieve, and live the life you want to live." You just listened to the post titled, "You're Not Your Diet, You're Not Your Body Fat Percentage," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
Okay, sponsor time. And instead of reading a script about Gusto's benefits, let's hear from small business owners, the people who use Gusto every day like me. Here's one. With Gusto, I think of payroll as a 30-second job. The website is so friendly and a joy to use. Friendly payroll? You don't hear that every day. Amy from Utah says, "I love Gusto so much. They do our medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. It's so painless. It's like going to the spa. And we have great options and rates, even though we're a super small team. Health insurance like going to the spa? Wow." And here's what Amneet says about Gusto's support team. "Whenever something comes up, I reach out and literally 24 hours later, they tell us what to do or assure us that they've already handled it for us. Smart technology and friendly humans? That's cool. Honestly, the list goes on. And right now our listeners get 3 months free when they go to gusto.com/old. Yep, 3 months of payroll, benefits, admin, and more, totally free. Again, that's gusto.com/old.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Bodybuilders are hyper-focused on one thing, making sure their bodies look perfect, ensuring that their muscles are in perfect proportion to the others, and every muscle is visible. These are just some of the criteria upon which they are judged. Without a doubt, one of the most successful bodybuilders of all time was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, probably one of the most famous bodybuilding competitions, Mr. Olympia, brings athletes from around the world to compete for this title. Arnold won the Mr. Olympia competition 7 times. Okay, what does all of this have to do with Nia's message? Well, even though Arnold spent hours upon hours perfecting his body, he would always take a moment to appreciate how amazing the body is. He would marvel at the feats it could perform. He would even advise his protégés to revel in the feeling each and every repetition provided. He would tell them to imagine their muscles growing larger and stronger with each and every rep. Why? Well, as Nia discussed, if we think of our bodies in this way, as amazing machines, we just might respect our bodies more. And if we respect our bodies, we just might dedicate more time to its maintenance. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.